This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You get a 30-year mortgage on a house, right? But how long is too long for a car or truck loan? There's been a big increase in the number of longer-term car loans, according to a recent report by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Longer loans mean smaller monthly payments, but they also can mean more risk, Marketplace's Aaron Schrenk reports.
The CFPB found that 42% of auto loans made in the last year had a payback term of 6 years or more. Back in 2009, it was just 26%. These longer-term loans attract borrowers with lower credit scores looking to finance larger amounts. Charlie Chesbrough is senior economist at auto trade publishing group Cox Automotive.
6-7 years out into the future, I think it's very difficult for consumers to plan that far ahead. And I think that's why we see the greater risk, the higher default rates.
6-year loans are about twice as likely as 5-year loans to result in default. The longer-term loan trend could force some drivers to keep cars longer than the current average of 6.5 years. That could ding the automobile market, says NYU economist Larry White. But even if defaults do increase, he says,
it's not going to be a more widespread financial system or economy-wide problem.
On the scale of, say, the crash of 2008, I'm Aaron Schrenk for Marketplace.